Our community is busy. My next guest is busy as well. Proprietor of Laney's Angels meets an important, widespread, and currently unmet human need, the need families of kids with cancer and blood disorders have for ongoing support. So let's discuss Stathi Afendoulos. You are a rock star in our community. Good morning to you, Stathi.
Thank you. That's a dubious distinction. I don't know if I'm a rock star.
coming from me, I consider it a... I use it as a positive. How's that?
Thank you very much. And I take it as one.
Stathi, thank you for your service.
Much.
And yes,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
We met both with our Circle Theater involvement and also with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And here I find out about you and your other passion, Laney's Angels. So what do you want to share with us today?
Well, I guess a little bit of history might be appropriate. That's true. I'm the president of the board of LLS here in Western Michigan. But I came to LLS through Laney's Angels. Laney's Angels, as you might have read, is a foundation that I created after my daughter passed from cancer 18 years ago. She had a pediatric cancer, and during her treatment and her journey, what I came to realize was that parents have a lot of needs that are not necessarily or even, quite frankly, currently being met by the medical establishment, only because psychosocial needs are very different from medical needs. So as I learned about what parents like me needed, I decided that after Laney passed away, I would pursue a foundation in which focuses its efforts on the psychosocial needs of parents. Parents whose children are currently in treatment, and helping them by putting them together with other parents who have had the experience, parents like myself. And whether you're a survivor parent, what I like to call it, or a bereaved parent like myself, there's always a need to share. So parents like me, I believe, become a great asset to parents whose children are struggling, and they're struggling. There's a tremendous amount of challenges when you're the parent caregiver of a child with cancer.
Yes. You know, we were just talking about caregiving, but not in the sense of caregiving for a child, for an older adult, and we forget that.
It can be anything, yes. Really. Yes. Obviously, the caregiver role is spouse, mother, father, aunt or uncle, whoever the individual is who actually cares for the patient. In this case, I focused, obviously, because it was pediatric cancer, on parents whose kids are sick.
What do you provide for your parents?
Well, we have a program. It's called a parent advocacy program. Simply put, it's peer mentoring and support. It's one-on-one conversations with parents, talking to other parents who have been there and done that. Laney's Angels has, in the last 18 years, funded over $350,000 in programs throughout the Northeast and the Midwest. And basically, what the program provides is an in-hospital parent advocate. And again, that's a parent who's been vetted and trained to do this kind of job. It's not for everybody. You really have to have super-duper empathy and listening skills. Parent advocates are not medical people. They're not social workers. They're simply there as a tier, a complimentary service. But what they share with the parent is something that no one else can share, and that is the similar experience of having a child with cancer. And so when the advocate is there in the hospital setting, they work with the psychosocial staff, with the doctors, with the nurses, to help identify needs that the parent might be going through at different times throughout the child's treatment. And that can be anywhere from 6 months to 3 years with leukemia for young boys, for males. You know, so it's a long road.
And as we speak, do you have wait lists? Do you have parents that are stepping up to the plate to be your angels?
We do. We have angels that are available for parents to talk to. We have parent advocates that work in hospitals in Toronto, at Mount Sinai in New York. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago was one of our grantees. They have a very large parent advocacy group. They also have a very strong bereavement group, which we helped fund back in the early 2000s. So with these people, if parents reach out to us through our website or through individual referral from particularly pediatric oncology social workers here at Helen DeVos and throughout the country. We mentor them. We get, if we can do a one-on-one, if we can do a face-to-face in their city, we do. But if not, we do it online. We do it through Skype, Facebook, phone. Any way that we can help the parent, you know, basically manage this journey, that's what we try to do.
Yes. And again, because of your experience, you pay forward to share another one's heart. But you are, even though there's Laney's Angels, you are, as you mentioned, board president for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So there's some gray line here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of the most important things about, for at least for my foundation, is networking with like-minded foundations. Mm-hmm. My goal is to get to the parent. But in order to do that, we have to work with these other national organizations that serve everybody across the board. And LLS is obviously one of the largest. 4 years ago, or actually 5 years ago, when I moved back to Grand Rapids from New York and New Jersey, where I lived for 33 years, I was approached by LLS to work with them. I gladly accepted the invitation. And since then, it's been a reciprocal relationship. They have helped me with my mission, and I have helped them establish the chapter here. And now I'm the board president. It wasn't something that I necessarily asked for, but when it was offered, I stepped up. And this chapter is really growing. And as you know, we have events coming up in June, our Man Woman of the Year. In October, we have our Light the Night Walk, which is a great event that people can get involved in. And so if people want to reach out to us, it's lls.org or laneysangels.org and become involved. And this is a way that you can give no matter what level of participation you want to have.
Do you have an actual date for, I know June 7th is the spring event, but what about
the... Light the Night is October 6th.
Okay.
It's going to be held in John Ball Park Zoo. It's going to be all outdoors, so pray for good weather.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
you know, it's a beautiful event. You know, we light candles. Everyone holds a candle. They walk in memory of someone, in honor of someone. Mm-hmm. People can create their own teams, do individual fundraising. Obviously, we're looking for individual corporate sponsors starting at $2,500 and going all the way up to a full corporate sponsor. And we're still in the hunt, so anybody out there who wants to support LLS and Light the Night, please contact me directly or contact our offices here in Grand Rapids.
Yes.
And become involved. It can be just one single person walking.
Yes.
That's good enough.
Stathi, just a couple minutes left. Again, let's say a parent has lost their child 18 years ago. He or she should step up to the plate and give a call to work with Laney's Angels?
Yes.
If that calling is there?
Well, we are actively recruiting parents who are interested in doing parent advocacy. It's not a full-time job, but it's a full-time passion, as you said. And I think the word that I've been trying to get out for 20 years is that we are assets to the medical community. We are assets to parents who are struggling and who need somebody to talk to who really and genuinely understands what they've gone through. And honestly, Shelley, sometimes it's just sitting with someone, you know, not saying a word. Sometimes words don't fill the void, especially for bereaved parents. You can't get your kids back. But what you can do is you can give back, and you can use the gifts that you learned, painful as they might be, and share those experiences with others and make somebody else's journey easier. So parents, if you're out there and you're interested in parent advocacy and you've had a child with cancer or even a blood disorder and you want to contact me and get involved, you can reach me through our website, Stathi@laneysangels.org. And I will be there, and we will meet, and you can become part of our family.
Nice. When do we see you back up on stage?
Well, I recently auditioned at the Civic Theater for Little Women, so I might be performing at the beginning of August. As you know, I'm a board member with you at Circle Theater, so I'm busy volunteering there, and you can always find me in the lobby.
Great. Yes, again, community involvement. Thank you very much, Stothi, on behalf of Laney's Angels and your Leukemia Lymphoma Society of West Michigan. We'll talk again. Take care.
Thank you.